Now, traffic is as good as back to pre-pandemic levels, and with more types of vehicles using them, our roads are rowdier than ever. But does more movement have to mean more aggression, or have we normalised rage on Irish roads? Sarah Madden reports.
Online memes about traffic in Ireland usually show a jam of sheep moving from field to field. But the reality of driving here is hardly quiet and much less quaint.
A lot of aggression, a lot of people on short fuses because they're sitting there.
70% of Irish people have been on the receiving end of another person's road rage.
I may have a little bit of road rage.
1 in 4 have experienced verbal abuse.
My mom's chronic, usually cursing in Filipino national language. She doesn't curse in English when she gets mad behind the wheel.
While 6 in 10 motorists admit to shouting insults from inside their car.
Shouting at myself, singing extra loud, I absolutely lose it.
So what is it that's grinding our gears on the road?
Somebody who doesn't indicate and it takes a corner really bugs me.
Who are the main targets of motoring ire and abuse?
Oh, I get the beep if I haven't taken off immediately.
And how can we stop this aggressive trend from raging on?
Yes, I absolutely get road rage. Mostly when people in front of me are going like painfully slow. I guess I'm always late, so I'm always in a rush. So I mean, I always blame the person in front of me instead of blaming myself.
Obviously, the high volume of traffic is one thing. But as a driver and as a cyclist, the amount of people that fail to indicate their intentions in time or fail to indicate at all. Personally, too, I've noticed taxi drivers, U-turns in the middle of main roads. What's that about? I find a lot of people going through lights. Think about it, guys.
Yesterday I actually was taking like a left turn and the light went green and 2 cars behind me beeped. So it just went green. I was literally putting the car into gear.
So I think men are really obnoxious drivers. They think they can just like go in front of you, especially on the motorways, going up right behind you so close. And it's really intimidating. I'm abiding by the rules of the road and you're just overtaking me. And I sometimes do feel like it's just because I'm a woman.
I'm too afraid to even drive, to be honest. Just from my experience of driving with my friends, it would just cause too much anxiety for me.
Women may feel anecdotally that they're more the target of road rage than their male counterparts, but does the evidence back it up?
We know that women are probably more cautious drivers. They're probably more likely to be the victim of aggression on the road because they're seen as, you know, abiding by the law and maybe going too slow.
Geraldine Herbert is motoring editor at the Sunday Independent.
You know, what an aggressive young male perceives as bad driving is probably just safe driving. I also think a lot of aggression on the road comes to the car you drive. And I know this just from somebody who drives a different car every week, but I'm treated very differently on the road depending what I'm driving. And if you're driving a small car, you're far more likely to be tailgated and treated aggressively than if you're driving a big car. So I think, you know, it's not purely just gender. It does come down to the perception of, I suppose, your prestige and your status in life as well by the car that you drive. I think, unfortunately, people get into their car at night. They've had a busy day. They've been bossed around all day. And then they think they're the boss in their car. But they have to remember they share the roads. They are not on them, you know, alone. And their actions have a big impact on other drivers.
It's not just other drivers they're sharing with. Since COVID, our roads have become increasingly populated with other vehicles, electric scooters and cyclists.
Well, London Cycling Campaign did some research into it, and the number of women who reported abuse was absolutely shocking. 9 out of 10 women who responded to their survey said that they had been the target of abuse. And I would say it's probably the same in Dublin.
Louise Williams is with Monthly Cycles, a cycling support and advocacy group for women.
It can range from being followed to getting abuse shouted out the car window. It could go up to violence. Maybe it's partly to do with your, you know, you're sitting in the car and you feel protected in some way. You feel safe to be abusive and that there won't be consequences. But the other most important thing is that you can just accelerate and drive away really fast. I mean, this happens to me all the time, that somebody will call me the C word or they'll call me some other word and then they will just speed ahead and I will never be able to catch up on them. So it's this horrible opportunistic violence, verbal violence that we're experiencing. But also, the other thing that's really important to think about is the way our roads are designed. Like, we have little scraps of kind of protection. Bonds, maybe, or maybe something a little bit more substantial than that. But in between those sections, it's just free-for-all, you know. There's no guidance, really, on where drivers should be and where cyclists should be. And so as a result, I think the kind of confusion and the bad design frustrates people and they start to blame each other. It's a very violent environment when you get on the roads here. And we've sort of normalised the violence and the aggression between drivers and pedestrians, between drivers and people on bikes. And as a result, you get this very gendered, very angry attitude that we are targeted with. And it's just really grueling.
Okay, Sarah Madden reporting there. I think people definitely do change when they get behind the wheel of a car carrier. They definitely get crankier, and I think they act in a way they would never dream of acting if they weren't beside a wheel.
Oh yeah,
or behind the wheel even. Not beside the wheel.
If you're driving your car beside the wheels, no wonder people are getting cross with you.
People are going to get annoyed with you.
They are going to get very cross. Yeah, I don't know. I personally have never been on the receiving end of much road rage. I mean, maybe somebody flipped the bird or whatever, but
flipping the bird.
I was trying to think of it politely. Okay. That's polite.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.